A group within Melbourne's African communities is using irony and humour to build a powerful social media campaign to help the communities gain a voice. People using the hashtag African Gangs are hoping to turn around negative perceptions of their communities by giving the term a new meaning. Lawyers, teachers, students and farmers from the African communities are embracing the hashtag. They've posted photos of themselves working or having fun to dispel the negative connotations on social media. The co-creator of the hashtag, Nat Andrew, says the African communities are tired of the negative attention stemming from the term African gangs.
The report about the youth issues in Melbourne, we thought that it's better that we actually reclaim it was a slur actually. The community didn't like it and it wasn't well reflecting on us, so we really want to put a proper image outside to the Australian community, because whatever they see, it's what's on the media and it's not really a pretty picture.
The movement is proving popular amid a political storm over recent crime involving youths of African descent in Melbourne. Victoria's Labor Premier Daniel Andrews has come under attack by the state and federal coalition, which say he has not done enough to curb the violence. Federal Liberal MP Kelly O'Dwyer says the youth groups are terrorising her local community.
I live in my local community. I'm affected by what happens to people in my community and I care for my community. And that is why I will not be silent about the need to protect people in the Victorian community.
National's Deputy Leader Bridget McKenzie says she's been affected by the crimes.
I think there's a law and order crisis in my home state of Victoria. There's absolutely, you can't ignore the data, you can't ignore how people are feeling in my home state.
And Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has also been on the attack.
And the fact is that Mr Andrews needs to apologise for the mess that he's created, and in particular apologise to the victims who have already suffered at the hands of these criminal gangs. And if he can't fix the mess up, then frankly he should consider his own position.
Last week, Mr Dutton sparked controversy when he argued people were too afraid to go out to dinner because of the behaviour of youth gangs. Mr Andrews has hit back, inviting the Queensland Liberal MP out for dinner in Melbourne. Mr Andrews says sweeping allegations are not helpful.
And I think it's always dangerous to look at the actions of a small number of people and then make sweeping comments to try and draw conclusions across a whole group. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's sound. The vast majority of Victorians do not behave the way that a small number of young people have been behaving recently, regardless of their ethnic background.
Mr Andrews says his government is doing everything it can to curb the problem.
So we've got some challenges here, and they are, in the first instance, they're about making sure that Victoria Police have got everything they need to make the arrests that are critically important. Then there are some other issues around employment, around education, those sorts of things. And that's why yesterday's announcement of the task force, I think, will be so warmly welcomed by every single Victorian.
South Sudanese community leader Richard Deng says that the task force is indeed a step forward.
Crime is a crime, and crime has no colour. It has been in the making for the last few years, and this is the result of it. And as a community, we thought the government need to support these young men.
Ahmed Hassan is director of the not-for-profit community group Youth Activating Youth. He's calling for a broader focus on what he says is a complex issue.
Get them into, you know, schooling, rehabilitation services, educational support, youth justice. Many young people come out of youth justice and pick up where they're left off. And that's where the reoffending begins.
Community members say it's a matter of overcoming stigma to tackle the bigger picture. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.